Chapter 12. The consulate knows I'm here? For Langdon, the news brought an instantaneous flood of relief. Mr. Collins, who had introduced himself as the Consul General's chief administrator, spoke with a firm, professional cadence, and yet there was urgency in his voice.
Mr. Langdon, you and I need to speak immediately, and obviously not on the phone.
Nothing was obvious to Langdon at this point, but he wasn't about to interrupt.
I'll have someone pick you up right away, Collins said. What is your location?
Sienna shifted nervously, listening to the interchange on speakerphone. Langdon gave her a reassuring nod, fully intending to follow her plan exactly. I'm in a small hotel called Pensione La Fiorentina, Langdon said, glancing across the street at the drab hotel that Sienna had pointed out moments ago. He gave Collins the street address.
Got it, the man replied. Don't move. Stay in your room. Someone will be there right away. Room number?
Langdon made one up. 39.
Okay. 20 minutes.
Collins lowered his voice.
And Mr. Langdon, it sounds like you may be injured and confused. But I need to know. Are you still in possession?
In possession? Langdon sensed the question, while cryptic, could have only one meaning. His eyes moved to the biotube on the kitchen table. Yes, sir. I'm still in possession. Collins exhaled audibly.
When we didn't hear from you, we assumed... Well, frankly, we assumed the worst. I'm relieved. Stay where you are. Don't move. 20 minutes. Someone will knock on your door.
Collins hung up. Langdon could feel his shoulders relaxing for the first time since he'd woken up in the hospital. The consulate knows what's going on, and soon I'll have answers. Langdon closed his eyes and let out a slow breath, feeling almost human now. His headache had all but passed.
Well, that was all very MI6, Sienna said in a half-joking tone. Are you a spy?
At the moment, Langdon had no idea what he was. The notion that he could lose 2 days of memory and find himself in an unrecognizable situation felt incomprehensible. And yet, here he was, 20 minutes away from a rendezvous with a U.S. consulate official in a rundown hotel.
What's happening here?
He glanced over at Sienna, realizing they were about to part ways and yet feeling as if they had unfinished business. He pictured the bearded doctor at the hospital, dying on the floor before her eyes.
Sienna, he whispered, your friend, Dr. Marconi, I feel terrible.
She nodded blankly.
And I'm sorry to have dragged you into this. I know your situation at the hospital is unusual. And if there's an investigation...
He trailed off.
It's okay, she said. I'm no stranger to moving around.